Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen Sullivan. Hi.
Hi. Oh, you added your last name. I'm Jess Matlin.
I don't know, just changing it up.
Parallelism.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited about this one because, well, Jen did this one solo, but I met Josie years ago when she came to visit me talking about argan oil. She was one of the first people to talk about argan oil in beauty products.
In the States, yeah.
In
for
the
sure.
States, yeah. Yeah. Certainly not one of the first people ever on planet Earth.
Not talk in Morocco, about
argan
that's for
oil.
Sure.
Yes. But to bring it really to a mainstream beauty audience in the United States, she was really a pioneer.
Yeah, we talked about that. We had such a fun chat. It was like on the eve of Christmas, practically. But let me give you a little background in case you're not familiar.
On the eve of Christmas.
On the eve of Christmas, actually, in case you're not familiar with Josie. She's a model, which is not her real name, which we will discuss. Well, it's not her given name. A model, actress, beauty entrepreneur, probably best known as the founder of Josie Moran Cosmetics, a lot of which have argan oil, as Jess said. In 1999, she was the face of Maybelline Cosmetics. She actually did that for years. She was one of their big spokespeople. She's modeled for Guess, Sports Illustrated, Swimsuit Issue, many others. She's also an actress. Some of her highlight reel, Van Helsing, The Aviator, you may remember her from.
Oh, yeah,
she appeared on Dancing with the Stars in 2007. And of course, that's the year she launched her brand, which is sold primarily at Sephora and QVC. Anyway, I wanted to talk to her now because I noticed that her newest product, Josie Moran Apothecary Daily Repair Body Butter, got an FDA-approved drug claim as a skin protectant, you know, for its ability to provide relief for eczema patches, dry skin. But as far as I know, it's not that common for brands that operate in this eco-friendly sphere, the natural sphere, to have OTC drug claims. So I thought that was kind of
very
interesting.
Rare.
Right? And so it was like a good time to check in with her and hear actually why she invented that product. It has to do with her kids, which I thought was cool. We also talk about her career, including, Jess, you're going to love this, the band she almost started with Nicole Richie.
This is why sometimes I really miss out when you do these solo jobs.
But I thought of you when I asked about it because I was like, this is great. Turn of the century, late 90s, early aughts, like rock band trivia. Jess Matlin needs that.
I know. This was a real miss for me.
Well, Josie's a great storyteller, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. She talked to me from her home in St. Bart. She splits her time between there and LA, which is where her company is headquartered. We had a fun, chill hang. I'm so glad you guys get to join us for it. So let's do it. here finally. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
What's up, Jen? So happy to be here. Thank you so much. It's such an honor.
I'm so excited to have you here. I have to say this, like I know you because I've met you when your brand launch, I met you, but people pick up your products at Sephora. They see you on QVC, maybe not QVC, that doesn't count, but they pick it up at Sephora and they're like, Josie Moran, who is this lady? If they don't know who you are already. So if someone asks you, like, who are you? How do you answer?
Ooh. First of all, so I've been correcting how to say my name since I was very young.
Correct me.
Yes, I'll correct you. Josie Marin. And it rhymes with Karen, which has gotten kind of a funny stigma in the last few years. But Josie Marin,
Josie Moran.
Yeah.
Well, first, that's the first thing to tell people. Love that. Who's Josie Marin?
Who's Josie Marin? Josie Marin has a vision for the beauty industry to be healthy and inspiring and empowering. So she tried to create a brand that would do that.
And I have to ask you, what did you do before you started the brand in case anybody doesn't know?
So I was a spunky motherfucker, officially. My first remembering of my thoughts is, I will be one of the ones to change the world. So I think I've been like on just like curious, questioning, spunky motherfucking journey, figuring out what that means and how I was going to do it. And on the way was I started modeling when I was 12. I mean, that's like a big piece of my story because it affected so much of where I am now. So I started modeling when I was 12. I sat in the makeup chair for many years. I still do. And my mother was, I guess this is the brand story, but where was I before?
No,
that?
Let's so go
I
back
started,
to you.
I started modeling. Yeah.
Wait, so growing up, this thought that you had that you're going to change the world, did that mm-hmm. come as a kid?
The first, like, I think like a very young kid. Yes.
And were you named after someone?
My mom and dad, well, actually my real name, this is also something cool. My real name is Johanna.
Oh, okay.
Which means gracious one, which I carry deeply into my being and try to embody in everything I do, being gracious. And so, but my parents never called me Johanna. They called me Josie since day one. They had a dog named Josie at some point. And so they named me Josie. I don't really know. I guess I should get clearer on that story. But I've been Josie, even though my real name is Johanna, which is an interesting thing to live with, having a real name that you never use. I bet there's some people out there, though.
All the spunkiness, was that there from the start?
I think Josie like is actually a pretty spunky name. So yes, it was there from the very start. I was a rebel rascal. I was always looking like for good trouble.
And so 12 seems to me kind of young to start a career in anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And modeling obviously is what you were doing. How did you get that break? Did you want to be a model? Did someone discover you?
Yeah, I did not try to be a model. I think probably most successful models didn't go out and try to be a model. But so I was at a family barbecue and this woman who was a photographer, a family friend, she said, do you want to do a cover of like Parents Mag? It wasn't Parents. It was like this local magazine. I said, yes. And then she said, can I introduce you to an agency in San Francisco? And they said, yes. And then my first thing after that first little shoot was a Benetton fashion show. And it was so cool, like in San Francisco, which is like already like, you know, edgy and cool and just like very diverse. And I was just in this Benetton, it was like very multicultural.
Is this like late 80s?
So
I'm guessing.
I was born in 78, so I was 1990. I got to wear a scarf on my head in the show. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. I wore it to like a birthday party soon after. I was like, walked in with this huge scarf on my head. Everyone looked at me like, I was like, what? This is my new style. Okay. It was actually interesting being a model as a kid because you want to talk about your life, but it always became a thing. And everyone was like, oh, she's a model. And then go to a party and everyone like, oh, there's a model. And it just started making me feel different and I don't know, you just separated from the people. And so anyway, I don't know what that really has led to, but if I think about it, I could tell you, I think it's probably had made me have to deal with having courage, like built courage into being kind of like an oddball or different than people.
So back then, it's like not everybody had a phone and was taking pictures all the time. When you first got on that set for that first photo shoot, what did you feel like when they picked up the camera? Were you like immediately into it and performing?
Yeah.
What vibe came over you?
I was made for the shit. I just loved it. Like I literally still to this day look down the barrel of a camera. Like even on these Zoom calls and stuff, I always look down the barrel where you're supposed to like look at your screen at the people. And I'm always like looking right down the barrel of that camera. Like, hi, I'm here. I got you. I'm going to give you so much love right now. Like for QVC, I have this vision every time I look down the barrel of that camera that I'm speaking to like a million beautiful women who are just, you know, and I'm just giving them, I'm like spreading so much love. I'm like uplifting and empowering and just loving them up so much. And I love it. Like this was that whole belief of I will be one of the ones that change the world. It's becoming apparent that I like to help people. So this is my platform. This is my way of being able to help people is through the camera often.
And I mean, it feels like you had fun doing this. You don't sound like talking about like this was a hardship for you, but like what was the most fun shoot you've ever been on?
I love the beach and the ocean and adventures. And I think it was probably riding a beautiful white horse on Harbor Island on the pink sand beach, naked.
Of course.
And I actually had the most beautiful man on the white horse with me, and we were just riding, and I was like naked.
Was there a saddle involved?
No. And we were in the water, like in the turquoise, like shore break.
What was it? What was that for?
It was for Glamour magazine. It was one of my very first like big as when I, then I turned 18, I moved to New York, and I started like the supermodel career, and that was for Glamour mag. Yeah.
So 18 is like you're barely an adult. Did you, when that started, did you have a career plan where you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do or I have other plans?
I have an entrepreneurial spirit since the beginning too. Like I'm going to be the ones to change the world. I'm going to figure out how to do it. So I had like literally, I know a lot of people had lemonade stands. My lemonade stands were super successful. And they were like really awesome. And I had lemonade song that I could even sing to you right now. So by the time I got to modeling, my plan was, it was like I knew I was going to figure out how I was going to change the world by doing this. Like I'm just paying attention. There's some clues here. And then I became the face of Maybelline, which by the way, I guess I did have this plan. When I was 12, before I started modeling, I saw a Maybelline commercial with Christy Turlington in it. And she was just walking down the street in New York City in a cute dress and just so happy and skipping along. And just, I said, I want to be that girl. I want to do that. One, because I think the fun making videos, I loved making videos. Two, I just wanted to be in New York, walking down the street, feeling so happy and skipping along and being like, baby, it's Maybelline. Yeah. And then, so I literally, since I was 12 years old, crossed my fingers every single night and prayed to be the Maybelline girl. I did not want to be it wasn't to be about being a model. It wasn't about makeup. It wasn't about beauty. It wasn't even about fashion. It was just about this experience, like someone shooting me walking down the street.
I mean,
and
it happened.
I literally, when I was 18, I got the audition to go to this Maybelline casting, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And literally, I booked it soon after they told me, and I was like, "I literally felt like I'd become one of the most powerful people in the world, where I could create anything I put my mind to." And I think that was like one of the biggest transforming moments of my life. Cause after that moment, you can never go back and like not dream and then not focus it into reality.
If so you have that manifestation power, how could you not use it?
It was pretty spectacular. And now it keeps working. It's just pretty cool.
That's amazing. I know you did some acting too, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. So I was going to say, as a young girl, I had a dream to be an actress. I used to tell like my friend's parents, I'd give them my signature on a napkin and be like, I'm going to get an Oscar one day, you know? So just saying. And I would literally find the napkins in the garbage and I'd like take it out and be like, how could you throw this away? But yeah, so I had an acting dream. And I lived that out. I had a manager from LA call and ask if I wanted to come to LA and start doing some auditions. So I signed up for an acting school, which was awesome. I booked some roles in movies, which was amazing to just keep fulfilling that dream. But honestly, like the creativity that I wanted to experience in acting I was not getting that experience at all. Just sitting in trailers and like stop, start, stop, start. So I never got into this like acting beautiful flow that would have, I think, fulfilled me. And I just didn't get that juice. So I was like, can't do this forever. Hurry up and wait is not my thing.
Did you get, I read that you were in a band. That give you a little creativity outlet.
That was wild.
And please share.
Acting.
I don't know if this is true or not, but you played an instrument as well, yeah?
I grew up playing the violin. So it was going to be, we were figuring out our thing. We were just not very musically talented, but it was with Nicole Richie, whose dad is Lionel Richie. So we got to have meetings with Lionel.
Did you play your violin for Lionel Richie?
No, not we were okay, just kind of like forming of the band. He was like, who do you like? What kind of music do you like? We were like so young and not musical. This was not our gift, but literally one of my biggest dreams is to be a musical person. Anyway, so I was like Joni Mitchell and my friend was like J-Lo. And it was just like so random and weird. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to take you to my singing coach. We went there and we were so bad. It was like, okay. But we were like on the red carpet. We were doing red carpet.
You
stuff.
Had the performance part down, it sounds like, yeah. If not the musicality.
And so we were like bragging about this band, but we were really not a band. And yeah, anyways.
But it's part of the whole like wanting to perform, wanting to give people joy. So it's not that out of left field, I don't think.
Thanks. It would have been worse if we actually tried to do it and it was really bad, but we were like thinking we were cool.
So there's no tapes anywhere that we can listen to.
We have like one song that we recorded, but nope. And hopefully that will not get
out. Please tell me the title. What was the title of the song? Do you remember? And if you say it was your Lemonade Stand song, I'm not, like, that's not gonna fly.
Alone Now.
Oh, Alone Now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the name of our band was Darling. I always wanted to name my kid Darling. And so I was like, can we name the band Darling?
I like that. I like that. Do you still play the violin?
My daughters do. And so I kind of like try to, but you need to practice.
Got it. So the band obviously wasn't meant to be. You did not manifest that. But here you are, a beauty entrepreneur. So like at what point, I don't know how many years you worked for Maybelline, like a decade, right? You were one of their spokespeople. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at what point did you decide, you know, maybe I want to do this myself. Like maybe I need to run the Maybelline, not just be in the pictures.
Yeah. So I learned a lot. My parents were very socially and environmentally conscious. Plus, my mother had chronic fatigue syndrome. She still does. And we were super sensitive to any chemicals, any fragrances, any just not good for you things. Plus, my mom is super sensitive and super creative in terms of everything has to be authentic and real, including me. Like the whole time she was like, do not even think that you're like special because you're a model, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I just want that inner light, you know, smile with your eyes. She was literally like on set, like smile with your eyes, smile with your eyes. But my mom was not, so I grew up just like thinking about health and my mom's not health, non-health. And my grandmother had breast cancer. She survived it. She's amazing. But there was this worry that chemicals would make my most favorite people sick. And so sitting in the makeup chair, I just naturally asked every makeup artist, is there something good for you, natural, that you would use, you know? Like, I wasn't at all bossy about it. I was just curious, like on a journey to figure out like, why isn't there anything natural and healthy and good enough for a makeup
artist?
This
is like in like the 90s and early aughts, I imagine, right?
Yeah, probably like 97 in terms of like, because I graduated high school in 96 and I went to New York. And that's when I started like really investigating. And then everyone told me it was impossible. It was like literally impossible. You couldn't have natural and effective. And I was like, why is this impossible? It's crazy. And so I think I just like went seeking how to make it possible. And so in my mind, I was like, what if we brought these two worlds together, like high-end fashion, chic, and good for you, good for the planet? What would that look like? That would be so cool. And I was a little ahead of my time. Now it's totally normal, but I was, you know, and I called it chicological, like bringing these two worlds together. And then I just went on a mission to do it. I have one of my best friends is a makeup artist. So she helped me like find the, like design what products to do. Soledad Alberti. She's in LA right now. Yeah, she's amazing. And we kind of just like designed what products to put in the line. And then I went to, and I was so blessed. I think I'm allowed to talk about this now. At some point, I wasn't, and I'm pretty sure I am now. But Janine LaBelle, who started Stila Cosmetics, my manager at the time, he connected me with her. And I got to go to the Chateau Marmont and have a meeting with her and share this dream of creating like the first high-end and healthy makeup line. And she was so wonderful, so supportive. She at that time, she had some contract with Estee Lauder where she was like, you can never tell anybody, but I think that's way over. We're going to make sure of that. Anyway, so she connected me with an amazing product developer and an amazing designer, creative designer. And we just found the labs to work with. And it was I worked on it for 3 years. And literally everybody was like, all the labs were like, nope, you can't take this out. You can't take this out. And I was like, please, just let's see what happens when you take out the parabens and the carcinogens and the petroleum and all this stuff. And finally got a few people to do it and created some amazing things.
What was the very first thing that you created?
So the first thing I created was so interesting. I worked on like a few things together, like a foundation, tint and moisturizer, actually a lipstick and a cream blush. And while I was creating this, so it took 3 years to kind of figure out how to create this line. Mm-hmm. I was still modeling. I was still the face of Maybelline, which they were super supportive during this process. And traveling the world. I also had dry skin and pretty like not great skin because I was modeling and putting all the stuff on me all the time and traveling and la la la. And I had really dry skin. So I was like secretly, unconsciously on a mission to figure out how to find, I guess it wasn't that unconscious. I don't know. Yeah, it definitely wasn't. Cause I remember being like, why is a big brand, I'm not going to say it, the only thing that actually keeps me moisturized, but full of tons of petroleum. And so my mission was like, I just want to find something that's natural and that holds the moisture in my skin more than 5 minutes. And so on a modeling trip, I met this amazing French woman at a party in Saint-Tropez. It was like Cannes and Saint-Tropez time. I walked into the room. I saw her. You know those women who just are so beautiful without, just so naturally radiant and like just glowing. And I was just walked straight up to her and I was like, hi. Like just got to know her. And then I said, what do you do? What's your secret? And she was like, Argan oil. And I was like, what are you talking about? I need to know what this is. It turns out she was 70 and I thought she was like 40 years old. So it was amazing. She was amazing. And then she just put me on track to go find this oil in Morocco. So as I was creating the first high-end and healthy color line, at the same time, I had found this kind of miracle worker for my skin and became obsessed, figured out how to launch the whole line with this bottle of oil.
Can we go back to this meeting for a second with this woman? First of all, at that time, I'm sure a lot of people didn't, outside of Morocco or Northern Africa, didn't know what argan oil was. Did you then like go home and research it online and order a bottle, or did she give you some? Or you're like, I'm going to the source.
I mean, in France, it was a little bit more accessible. So she was like, okay, told me where to go get it. So then I, the French have been on top of this oil thing longer than us. I think I was like one of the first ones to really bring it to America, the oil concept. But then, so I picked up a bottle and it literally changed my life. Like when you have dry skin or any kind of problem skin and you find your thing, it's life-changing. It's like, I wanted to tell everybody, I wanted to scream it from the rooftops.
I love that that was a chance meeting. Like, I know. If you hadn't gone up to that lady, who knows? It could have been a coconut oil line. I mean, I know you use coconut oil too, but I do think of argan oil as very, as like one of your key ingredients.
Oh, totally. It's the thing. No. Totally our key thing and it's such a beautiful process. But yeah, so then I just went on I went to Morocco. I found an amazing source for the oil and I just put it in the line. I so fast and so obsessively like have to do this that I just had this still amber bottle, but it didn't have the name of the product on it. It just had my name. And so, and I launched at Barney's in 2007 and it was just the full, beautiful rose gold color line. And then this bottle of oil that didn't even have the name of what it was on it. And everybody just flocked to it. Like they didn't care. It just was like, hello, I'm here.
Wait, so in retrospect,
to heal the world.
Do you think of that as like a mistake? Maybe I should have put a product name on there. Or do you think that was part of the appeal?
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't. I think it made it harder for everybody that was trying to sell it to like explain. And honestly,
bottle?
They would ask me all the time. And I'm like, I don't really know. I just know it works. Okay.
I mean, at that time, the formula was, is that the same formula? It's like in your
100% pure, 100% organic. Yep. Just put it in the bottle, fresh, first cold press. I mean, the highest quality, you can get all the good stuff. You know, we've now gone back and now we trace every nut to bottle and it's like a beautiful whole community.
But it was pure argan oil.
Just pure argan oil. And so I was like, I didn't know that you have to label things. So anyways, it became 30% of our sales the first day. It stayed, it still is. It's like, it was this magical elixir. So ready. I happened to be the purveyor, the bringer of it to the world. And like people, when they touched it, it became such a big deal because it was so crazy to put oil on your face, but it called people. Like it was like, no. You need me or I need you. And they would do it. And the courage to do it and then love it created this like phenomenon where they were like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I love this, but I got to tell everybody because this is crazy, you know? So it like had its own viral thing.
Did you ever bring that bottle back to like Morocco and where you source from and be like, this is what you guys are making, just so you know? And what was the response when they saw that, like, I feel like there might be some pride there. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's huge pride. And they're just, it's like, we're a family. And
how often do
that,
you go to the places
I try to go once a year.
From?
We were literally about to go right before COVID hit. But once a year, if I don't get to go, someone on my team goes. I have like a whole product development research team and we just always, it's like fair trade, but like beyond fair trade. We're just investing in that community so much. I mean, they hand crack each and every nut that goes into the bottle. Like it's the crazy that we're still doing it the old fashioned way, but it really does, I think, ensure the quality is there. And, but these women before this whole argan oil, like explosion, didn't have jobs there. This was like a huge, you know, upliftment in terms of like an economy building there. And so then they have like a whole new world for them, especially in the good co-ops.
Yeah. We just had on a botanist actually, and she was talking about argan and how she wanted to try and start using other parts of the tree. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I am too. Okay. I should talk to her because maybe she hasn't. So
she's the beauty
I have
botanist.
This,
her nickname.
See that on one? It's so cool. I had a dream to be a botanist when I was little too. I have lots of dreams, but it's all coming together now. This whole thing because now I'm working, you know, with plants and I plant medicine. We have this product called Reserve Argan Reserve, and it's harnessing the full potential of the argan tree. at least full potential so far. So we're leveraging, we're sort of extracting a molecule from the leaves, which are flavonoids. Oh, cool. And then we extract a molecule from the pressed cake, which is the leftover seeds that just like turn into this like hard cake. We extract a molecule called saponines. And then we just synergize that with the pure oil. And it like makes this 11 times more powerful argan oil.
And it's kind of sustainable. Like you're upcycling things that would otherwise be waste. Exactly. I love that.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we asked guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that. I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that.
Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
I know sustainability has really always been important to your brand from the start. Do you have any goals on that front still? I know it's like a slow process and it's more sustainable each product that comes out, but I'm just curious what you want to do because obviously you can manifest it. So let's hear it.
I am working on a very special project and development for this line that I can't share too much about, but I am working with the coolest, dopest designer. He's an industrial designer and he's worked on amazing other sustainable designs for products, not beauty products. And we're designing what I think is the future of sustainable packaging. And it's like a whole system. It's gorgeous.
That's exciting.
Completely plastic free. It's a really special thing and I'm so excited. It's not coming out till 2023, but.
Okay, we'll wait on that.
It's really exciting. And then I'm rebranding the entire line, rebranding and repackaging the entire line to be way more sustainable, hopefully fully plastic free. Yeah.
And I know, I guess it's January 2022 now, have a new product coming out. Is it a new line? The Argan Apothecary line?
It's a
Or is it just the one product to start?
No, yep. But we have a whole, product development pipeline for it.
Tell me about it.
It's all about kind of when you need extra love, extra care for your skin and using plants, not pharmaceuticals, to heal your skin.
Now, what was the impetus for this line?
Well, the impetus was that I have two daughters and a stepdaughter, and my daughters, and especially my stepdaughter, has eczema, pretty bad eczema, especially in the winter and then just in spots in the summer. And we live on the beach, so the sand was so irritating for her. When I went to find her ointments to help heal these, little eczema outbursts, they were full of steroids and cortisones and crazy ingredients that I have been working so hard to pull out of our products. And I just couldn't believe there was literally no healthier alternatives. So I decided we're just gonna take all my body butter base and figure out how to actually turn my body butter into a drug, a real medicine, but made out of plants, not pharmaceuticals or not harsh things that I can't believe that people with skin diseases or uncomfortable, sensitive skin have to put on things that are so gnarly, harsh, known as toxins, onto already sensitized skin. It doesn't,
was
it
there
totally
like a tension
blows my mind.
When the doctor said, okay, you should get this for her. And you were like, I want to fix her, but I don't want to use this. How do you decide whether or not to go down that route? Before you could create your own. I mean, it takes a couple months to make a product, obviously.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, a long time. It's you just do it because they're in so much pain, but I was on a mission and I just can't believe that nobody else is really doing this. There's so many people with eczema and just lots of skin diseases. And literally, it's okay to put this on. Another story for argan oil, just really quickly. When I was a year into the line, so 2008, I had a blog. And this doctor from Cedars-Sinai, he's the head of oncology at Cedars-Sinai, Los Angeles, huge hospital. He's the head of oncology. And he said, two of my patients just happened to be using your argan oil. can you please call me? I need to know what this stuff is because I've never seen such skin healing in my life. And I was like, yeah, actually just come down to my office because I'm in LA too.
And were they using it for like radiation?
So radiation dermatitis, yeah. When it just burns, the radiation just burns off your skin. And so they were, yeah, putting it on. And he did a phase 2 study. It turns out that argan oil, the composition of argan oil, is the closest thing to the skin's composition on the planet. Boom. So literally when you're putting argan oil on stressed out, diseased, burnt skin, it's literally perfect. It's
so like the same fatty acid profile as like sebum is what you're saying.
And it's so soothing and so comforting. And it's pure and totally safe. Like, and then I said, what do you give?
Jojoba is the closest to the skin.
Yeah.
But I guess, he did the test. So it's argan that matches up.
Yeah.
So this new product, you're getting like an FDA drug facts box, but not for a synthetic drug, for a natural ingredient, right?
Yep, exactly. And it really, really works, which is obviously the most important thing.
Yeah. And I think people are really confused about that whole drug facts box. Like if you're creating a product that is meant to heal a medical condition, you can't say that and put that out there unless you've done all of this testing. What was that process like to get like FDA approval for your natural quote unquote drug?
And it really is a drug. I was like my whole like,
no, I have the box. I have the box right here. And I was like, oh no, no joke. She has like the drug facts box. So that means you had to do a lot.
So we're using a FDA monograph ingredient, colloidal oatmeal. By the way, it's 100% organic colloidal oatmeal. And it had a specific percentage. So in order to get an actual FDA drug approval, you have to be using certain ingredients at a certain percentage. And so luckily, colloidal oatmeal is considered a drug at a certain percentage.
For a skin protectant?
Protectant, yes.
Okay.
Yep. So I would say, yep, exactly. So then we started getting like, oh, well, there's actually space, you know, and like this is possible for, we can actually make drugs out of plants. Like they've actually maybe been doing it, I guess, or there's just, this is actually known science. It's a scientific fact that colloidal is an actual healing. So healing that it can be considered a medicine, I guess. Right?
That changes the structure of the skin and to make it better, obviously.
Yeah.
So your quote unquote drug is actually in this line, oatmeal at the right percentage to actually heal and help with eczema.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What else is in that stuff besides the oatmeal?
So we got some delicious shea butter, of course, whipped up argan oil. That's why it's the most delicious texture and so hydrating. And then we got some aloe vera juice in there and all of it is just so soothing. And literally, I wish this podcast had visuals because the results, like the crazy before and afters, like people, I have sent it to all of my friends and family. It's launching in this month, January.
Wait, was your daughter one of the testers or your stepdaughter? I can't remember who.
Yes,
who was.
My stepdaughter and just like family and friends. One day, literally, I'll find the picture to show you, but like literally these baby hands that are all red and crusty in one day, completely healed. And I'm not just saying that, I swear on my life. And just like so many, we have a million.
You don't have to swear. You have the government having tested it.
I'm just so, honestly, I still get surprised, you know? It's beautiful. Yeah. I know I shouldn't be surprised because I believe in it so much, but it's like, this shit works, guys. Like literally it works and it's so pure and soothing. And I'm hearing so many stories of kids too that are like usually, don't put the ointment, don't put the thing on me. And it's like so sticky and greasy and uncomfortable. They love it. They want it. They're like, give me the cream, mommy.
We talked about this summer about like applying sunscreen on kids and like we had a derm on and she was giving us all of her tips because they get so, I mean, your daughter's older than that now. I'm sure she, right? How old are they?
Yeah.
All your kids?
So, my oldest is 15, my youngest official is 9, and then I have a stepdaughter who's 12.
And do they like being involved at all with any of your business?
Yeah.
Is anyone in your family involved in your work with
you? Well, my mom is the CAO, Chief Aesthetic Officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what
does
this
very
job
entail? She's serious about it.
what does she do for the company?
She pretty much keeps the soul and the vibe and going. Like she makes cheesecake. She's famous for her cheesecake. Very, very, very famous. She's like, I'm proud of two things in life, my children and my cheesecake. her cheesecake, she like, we just had White Elephant and she was, you know, if someone won her cheesecake. She also like makes these amazing pillows, homemade. And my mom is the most creative homemade maker, mom, best. She's like the mom of the company. And she's an interior decorator. So she like designs the whole office. People call her and they're like, can you help me with my office design to make it beautiful? And we have like Moroccan rugs from the Argonne people.
Where's your office?
In Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So chief aesthetic office officer. That sounds like a fun job. And what about the girls? Are they, do they come into the office? Like when the office is open, I imagine.
Yeah, they used to come in all the time. They love it. They pretend like they're the boss babes. You know, they're always like, am I going to run this one day, mommy? And just kind of like checking out their future, you know? And they love to help with product development.
Wait, I have to ask you, you are the boss babe kind of. So running, what's your official title with the company?
CEO.
Okay, so when you wake up in the morning, like you own a business, you own a company, people work for you. What do you check to make sure things are like going as planned? Do you check like your inventory every morning or the customer service emails? Like what's the most important thing that gives you like, okay, I know my business is going okay today?
Timelines.
Oh, like launch schedule timelines?
Yeah. And just there's so many moving parts on the
Is that because this year with the crazy like
supply,
that's always been what you like
it's
to
It's constant,
at?
You know, any designers. I mean, I have been wearing multiple hats for 14, 15 years. So I just, you know, just make sure everything's going. And I have to constantly, if you talk to any designer in fashion or in product development, like it's nonstop. I launch like 20 products a year and I have to plan out, like I'm designing 2025 right now and we're 2022 at the beginning. So nonstop. And I am very connected to the sales and the numbers. So in my mind, I'm like, you know, we're supposed to be doing a quadrillion dollars in 2025. What are the products that are going to get us there?
And this is for your different, so it's Sephora, QVC,
Ulta.
Your website.
And Ulta.
Are there different, do different people shop? Like, do you find a different customer at those different places?
Yeah, very different.
What's the difference between like the Sephora and the QVC person?
There's a big age difference. QVC is definitely an older woman who I love because we just have so much fun together. So yeah, I think it's definitely the biggest part is age.
Okay. And the psychographics that come along with that, I guess, too.
Yeah. And, you know, just not as social media focused at QVC. It's more just get Josie live on TV and have a party with her.
Oh, my God. I've watched some of your live from St. Bart's QVC parties.
Oh my God.
Well, because you've had to, I mean, I imagine you used to go to the QVC studios, right?
Yeah, I used to live in Pennsylvania most of the time. I had a farm and I do still, but I have a farm in Pennsylvania. And honestly, because it was such a difficult time away from my family life that I was living in order to have this big business on QVC, I wished and I prayed, like I'm good at manifesting, oops, that somehow I would be able to have my own studio at my house and I wouldn't have to travel to Pennsylvania and do the studio.
You guys, so when Josie COVID did not hit, cause
I know. I've been telling people like, I'm so sorry. I think I actually created
COVID. There's nice to know there's some upsides, right?
Yeah. So it's been amazing.
You have to, or else you
the
just
the silver
cry.
Lining. I have a studio in St. Bart's. I have a studio in my garage in LA and I just go back and forth and it's like amazing to be able to
Originally buy the farm to be near QVC?
Yeah.
And you're like, if I'm going to be coming out to, you know, Allentown or wherever it is every couple months, might as well have a nice place to stay, I imagine.
And I came out at least half.
Or
half
is it Westchester?
Westchester. Yeah. Yeah.
Westchester, Pennsylvania. There is some nice farm country out there. Well, I grew up in Philadelphia and a lot of kids went to school at Westchester University. So I know the area. Well, I'm glad you have
Willistown.
A farm there now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Does the farm have animals?
It used to. It doesn't anymore.
I guess you're not there a lot, so.
Yeah, it's 300 acres. It's amazing. It's gorgeous.
Does St. Bart's have animals? Do you have animals with you now?
Lots of goats, cats, and turtles, and they're literally right outside my door right now. watching them.
Do you own the goats or are these free range goats?
No, free range. They just come and eat my garden here.
Okay. Not inspired by the goats of Morocco, I imagine. Can you imagine if he was like...
I really feel like, because the argan fruit will only fruit in Morocco, in this one region of Morocco, nowhere else in the world. And I have a feeling because of these goats and because of the temperature and the whole environment here, we can maybe grow an argan tree here. So I'm going to start working on one argan tree. One nut.
That would be like Josie's reserve, the bottle comes from that, the St. Bart's.
Hand cracking it myself. Argan Look, oil. Guys.
If it happens, we'll manifest it. Actually, this actually brings me to that. I wanted to do a little speed round with you. And my first speed round question is a little bit of a manifestation. I wanted to know, I mean, well, it's up to you how you take it. What was your New Year's resolution this year? If you did one. That was an evil giggle.
I'm like really working on this though.
It's okay if you're not.
No, because I'm going back and forth. Okay, I know it's supposed to be a speed round.
No, it's fine.
Anyway, sure. You know what I'm trying to master is branding. I'm really wanting to learn. I have not mastered branding at all. And I am on a mission in 2022 to learn about branding, to learn about storytelling, to learn what creates a brand that you know and love, and you know it without even seeing the logo. You just know it's that brand because of the colors and the whatever. And I just want to master this. Like, I cannot.
That's a very media-friendly New Year's resolution. Like, it's business-focused. That's okay. If that's what you want to spend, that's your 2022.
I'm so focused on this business. Thank you.
I hope that the branding thing comes through. Okay, next up, speed round. Song that pumps you up. Like you're like, oh God, I have to get on a Zoom with this lady and do this podcast, but I need to be fired up. What am I going to play?
We can go from Kendrick Lamar, Love, to Beyonce, one of them.
Wait, Kendrick Lamar, the song Love.
Like the song Love, Love. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Nina Simone, Feeling Good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Mm, we have similar... tastes, yeah. I think. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. The thing your kids do that makes you laugh the hardest.
I think imitate me. Like just in the most meanest,
cruelest way. 15, 12, and 9-year-old girl imitating me sounds horrible. What do they do?
It's terrible. Like, well, this was when I was pregnant with my second and Rumi, she was like 6, and she was like, oh, I'm Josie and I'm as big as a house. And she would like act it out and walk around. Oh, like, my God. I was like, really? Thanks. Or how about when the kids, I mean, all kids are annoying. And this was not the thing about being annoying. It was about being funny. When they point out like your pores or your wrinkles, like that, you know, especially when you're in the skincare business and you're like, really? Thanks.
It'll come for you too. Don't worry. What's a product you wish you had invented? Doesn't have to be a beauty product.
I totally know this. I am so pissed. Impossible Burgers.
Oh, yes.
Like that should have been mine. Should have been mine.
They're so good. They took
They're so good. And it's like my thing. Hello, bringing healthy, delicious. Like I wanted you for my line to never sacrifice anything. For beauty or for your product. This is what the Impossible Burger is. And I'm sorry to say Beyond Burger, Impossible wins. It really is like a real burger. That was my whole thing. Like you shouldn't even notice, you know, that this product is, oh, by the way, really good for you. It's just a beautiful product that works. It feels good. It looks good. Makes me feel and look good.
Do
and
you
that's
eat
it.
Plant-based? Are you a plant-based eater? Or are you just
mostly. I eat fish as well.
That stuff makes it easy. It cooks like it too. You can just, and I agree. Mean, excellent
the,
product.
The beet juice that looks like blood. Oh, I'm so pissed. And I wish I was an investor. If you're listening to this and know how I can become an investor in Impossible Burger, I will invest.
Yeah, I think the round one on that probably has passed, but maybe
I wish
you can
they called
get
me. I heard it was in Hollywood too. I'm like, God darn it.
There's going to be another revolution like that. Just keep your ears open. All right, last question. What do you need to get your beauty sleep?
I can sleep. I go to sleep easy. I have no sleep issues. Oh. It's just about making sure I have enough, like 8 hours.
Okay, so you need an uninterrupted time period.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I am you're not lucky. A good person. I know, I'm lucky so lucky, woman. But I'm not a very good person when I don't have enough sleep, so.
Okay, so give Josie her 8 hours and she'll be happy after she eats her Impossible Burger. This was super fun. I'm really, really impressed that you went the route of getting a monograph on that new product. So congrats on that. I'm excited to see what else comes from your line. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I feel like there's so much to share, but okay. Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
Nope, that's good? It. I get to ask the questions. You have to answer.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was so good. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.